Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having the resident historian of the Small Business Advocate show back on the show. Bert Folsom is an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to June of 1998. He's got a 14th anniversary coming up real soon. Dr. Bert Folsom is professor of history at Hillsdale College in the great state of Michigan. He's the author of many wonderful books, including his landmark book, New Deal or Raw Deal, all about FDR's legacy from the Depression. His new book, which he co-authored with his wife, Anita, FDR Goes to War, is out just now, and he's our good friend, Bert Folsom. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's good to be back with you. It's
good to have you back, as always. Hey, Bert, what can we learn from past presidents about how to select a future president?
Oh, that's a good question, Jim. And studying the American presidency is fun. I teach a course at Hillsdale College on history of the American presidency, and I look for character at the top of the list. And George Washington looked for character, and so did James Madison and many of the early presidents. That we cannot have a successful presidency, we cannot have a successful United States without a nation with people of character. But the example has to be set at the top, Jim. It has to have a president of character.
Is that getting harder to find these days?
Sometimes it seems like it, doesn't it?
Are you and I just too rigid in our definition of character? Maybe you and I are the ones who are out of step, Bert. What do you think?
Sure. It could be. And, of course, the requirements of the presidency are greater today. It's easy to skewer or harass people for what they've done. The record undergoes much more scrutiny today than it did back in the 1800s. You didn't have national audiences for every speech you gave. Abraham Lincoln could go up in the state of Illinois and give one speech that was somewhat light on slavery, being hostile to slavery in the southern part of Illinois, and back in your old stomping grounds in the north of Illinois, would be very hostile towards slavery. So you can't give the one speech for one audience very easily now, and then another one that almost contradicts it. and that's an element of character, perhaps. Maybe that forces a better character and enables us to get a better judge of the president we're dealing.
Abraham Lincoln didn't have too many fact checkers, did he? back in those days. But and by the way, folks, and of course, Bert, I highly recommend Bert's books. But you know, Bert, the David Brinkley book, Washington Goes to War, from 20 years or so ago. I know you know that book well. That is great book to sort of see how the presidency changed, literally pivoting basically with FDR, didn't it?
Well, it did. And
from Washington, I mean, he caused Washington to pivot from a sleepy little town, as which is what Brinkley called it, to the center of power for the world.
He did, and as you know, I have a great interest in Franklin Roosevelt and the two books I wrote on him. But I want to say this: you are exactly right. And I would add this: one of the reasons for the pivot that you called it, it was that we began to involve the federal government much more heavily in American life during Roosevelt. And once that involvement began, the presidency became a top prize in a way that it was not before, and thus attracted people, some of which we wish were not attracted to that office.
Well, and before that, the president wasn't as big a part of our lives. I mean, the things that he did or said, his politics wasn't as big a deal to people out in the last mile of America as they are today, were they?
No, not at all. Even if you look at the presidency of Calvin Coolidge, which, by the way, was a very successful presidency, the average interference of the federal government in your daily life was minimal. Of course, you would have contact with the federal government through the post office. By then, you might have contact through some roads. We didn't have the interstate highway system, but we had some road building. Mm-hmm. So there would be that. And by the way, that's questionable constitutional action right mm-hmm. there. But in any case, you would have that, but it didn't interfere much with your job. If you were a farmer, there were no farms.
So people are listening to you right now, Bert, as we head off to the break. And they're thinking, well, wait a minute, I like these new roads. I like having all this stuff the government will do for us. Well, folks, that's the issue. How much are you willing to give up to get what you want, and is the price too high? That's what we're going to talk about with our good friend Bert Folsom, Dr. Bert Folsom, after these messages. When is the price too high? 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.